hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Thursday, folks, the 6th of December, 2007, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. And we've got some news here on the Austin Tea Party rally and monthly march. And this has to do with none other than the Ron Paul. We'll get around to that. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to start this broadcast out on a good note. Did you see the story? I saw it this morning on CNN. 75, 80-year-old woman sitting in a parking lot at Wally World after loading up her car from her purchases. She didn't even start the car yet. A guy jumps in the front seat to rob her. Give me your money. She told him no three times. And she looks at the guy, and she said, I'm not afraid. She says, I know I'm going to heaven because I believe in Jesus. She says, I know you're going to hell. Well, what does the guy do? He sits there in the front seat of that car and starts crying. She noticed little tears coming down the guy's cheeks. She sat there and talked to him for about 10 or 15 minutes. Then she reached into her purse. She said, you're not robbing me. And she said, you know, you ought to try praying a little bit more. Maybe that might help you. And before the guy got out of the car, which he was going to do anyhow without robbing her, she reached into her pocketbook, and she only had $10 on her, and she handed the $10 bill to the guy, and he thanked her, and he walked across the parking lot. Now, the police got involved in this deal, but the woman says that she doesn't want the guy arrested. And if you think about that, what a life-changing experience to show up to try to... And criminals, they pick victims that they don't think they can defend themselves that well. That's why you don't see a lot of criminals going into cop shops and trying to rob the cops. Well, obviously. But they usually pick on people that they think are easy marks. This old woman was not an easy mark. She had her faith to back her up. And that got me to thinking. You know, if we're supposed to be spiritual people, we're, you know, moral and ethical and all that other stuff, then why is there so much fear out there? Why are we not satisfied that we are right and the ne'er-do-wells, the wrongdoers, are wrong? Now, I'm not going to necessarily give them a free pass, but I've made this suggestion before, that, you know what, bygones be bygones. You got away with one of the biggest banking scams that have been perpetrated on the country. You know what? Go away. Just go away. We're going to replace your currency with our own greenback here. Just go away. Same with the IRS. All the money that they have stolen from people, all the trillions of dollars, folks, the government cannot pay that back. You know it and I know it. Even if there was class action lawsuits. And I'd be willing to give them a pass. Hey, you got us. You got us good there. But you know what? No more IRS. No more thievery. No more lying, no more nothing. And then maybe we can get back to the business of really living life and enjoying the encounters we have with each other rather than being so gnarly and so damn suspicious. Just a thought, folks. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I must be in a good mood today because the email I'm about to read, I never thought I'd hear myself reading this. See, folks, we read the positive emails as well as the negative. this is great. Sheila at hotmail.com, and in parentheses, who cares? Below is the result of your feedback form. It was submitted by who cares, Sheila at hotmail.com, on Wednesday, December 5th. And by the way, we tried to email it back. Geez, our email bounced. Comments. Why do you read the news and call yourself a radio show? You never take calls until the final 10 minutes. You are also controlled for sure. I used to follow and like you. You've got some splaining to do, dear John. Unless the direction of your show doesn't change, I predict you will lose listeners. Don't think for a minute we don't understand the trap you are setting. Gives a new meaning to Roach Motel. Sheila, even today I even like you, all right? So there we go with that one. comments, why does Rick Adams' show only have 1 hour on the podcasting show? Like you're ever going to answer this? Well, I just did. And the reason why is that Rick's show was cut back from 2 hours to 1 hour. Because we put Lee Rogers up. When we put up another bird, will it be expanding Rick Adams back out to his two-hour format? There's that one. Let me see here. Comments. Her handwriting is small and shaky, but her message comes through. Oh, this was in regards to the letters that were written from the Browns from prison. So, yes, we got them, and they were read on the air. Thank you for that. Okay. Enough for the emails, good and bad. Congress drops hate crime bill covering attacks on gays. Well, at least that's the way they put the story. Congress has dropped legislation that would have expanded hate crime laws to include attacks on gays after it became clear the measure wouldn't pass the House. The bill, sponsored by Senator Edward Kennedy, is widely supported by Democrats and even some moderate Senate Republicans, but because it was attached to a major defense policy bill that would have had authorized more money for the Iraq War, many anti-war Democrats said they would oppose it. We don't have the vote, said one House Democratic aide who spoke on condition of anonymity because people might find out maybe he is half good guy or half good woman. Because conference negotiations on the defense bill were ongoing, we're about 40 votes short, not 4 or 6. Now, the development is a blow to civil rights groups. I like the way they twist this. Which say that broadening federal laws are necessary to address a rise in crimes motivated by hate based upon a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. Yeah. You know, I won't ask and don't tell me, all right? The military bill is the last clear chance this year for Congress to make a meaningful effort to stop hate crime violence, said Wayne Henderson, president of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. Under the current federal law, hate crimes include acts of violence against individuals on the basis of race, religion, color, or national origin. Federal prosecutors have jurisdiction only if the victim is engaged in specific federally protected activity, such as voting. Kennedy's bill would have extended the category to include sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. It would also give federal authorities greater leeway to participate in hate crime investigations and allow them to step in if local authorities were unwilling to or unable to act. Now, the measure would have provided $10 million over the next 2 years to help local law enforcement officials cover the cost of hate crime prosecutions. Let me stop here for a second, because all these crimes, folks, and I don't care I really don't care if you're a guy, a middle-aged man that dresses in a tutu and goes and dances in the main street of town. I really don't care. If you want to be an idiot, fine, be an idiot. But we already have laws, whether they're based on somebody's gender identity or their sexual preferences or whatever it is. We already have the laws in the books, folks. If you damage another individual, well, then you're liable, whether he's wearing a pink tutu or not. And I don't care if he's a gay sashaying up to you. I mean, you know what's really a scream? I'll tell you what happens down here in Austin. And I think this is in May. I might have the month wrong. They have a big bike rally down here. And the last couple of years, there was well over 50,000 bikers. Now, we're talking about people that are the one percenters. We're talking about the guy that owns his own business, that pulls his Harley out of the garage on the weekends to go riding. Everybody shows up in Austin. Well, what did they do in Austin to anticipate confrontations? They also schedule their gay pride parade down here. You know what has happened since they've been doing that? Nothing. Absolutely zilch, zero, nada, nothing. No confrontations. And there's one guy, I wished I would have remembered this guy's name. He's a fixture. This year, the guy shows up in pants. I saw him coming down the street, and I thought, this can't be the same guy, because he always wears bras and stuffs them and everything else. And he had pants on that the seat of his pants were cut out, so his butt's hanging out. And I'll tell you what, all these grisly, grimy bikers, the only thing they could do is stand around and laugh. And the guy is highly entertaining. He does it every year. So, you know, we need legislation. I mean, if you're homosexual out there or a lesbian, don't get upset when I say this, because there are people that have different ideas about sexuality in this world. You know, but here's, this guy is a flaming homosexual. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt about it. And he's highly entertaining. Everybody's drunk. And they're having a good time and laughing and talking. So do we need hate crimes legislation? Folks, we already have laws in the books. If you attack somebody, and I don't give a damn what your motivation is, you need to go and be answerable for that. That's personal responsibility. Now, you know, think about this. We already have the laws on the books. I don't care if it's black on white crime, white on black crime. I don't care what it is. You're answerable to the law. We're all equal under this deal. You can't do what you want because you're a certain sexual identity or a certain color or whatever. Justice and the law in this country is supposed to be colorblind to begin with, and that's also faggot-proof as well. Excuse me, I just had to throw that in there. Now, I'm a flaming heterosexual. I, by the strict definition, maybe I'm a lesbian because I love women. No. Any rate, on with the story here. I'm serious. I mean, nobody ever talks about this kind of stuff. You know, I once had Alex Jones when we were giving a speech. It was in McKinney Ruffs, Texas. And we were giving a speech with Ron Paul. It was put on by the Truth Seekers, and we thank them for doing that. And my topic of the day was homosexuality. Well, I had a young girl there that was, I think, barely 18 years of age. And she just wanted to interrupt my talk. I said, look, just hang on a second. I'm about finished here. If you got any questions, I'll be happy to answer anything you want to ask me. Well, that wasn't good enough. She wanted to interrupt. Well, then she started bursting into tears, and Alex comes up and puts his arm around her and consoles her and whatever else. I said, don't do that. I'll take care of my own messes. Thank you very much. Afterwards, I spoke with the girl for about 15, 20 minutes, and she said, you know, that kind of talk that you're giving, that'll incite, you know, people to rise up and harm me. I said, what? Are you joking? You're kidding, right? See, this is what they're pumping into their brains, that we need legislation. We need to be protected. I said, protected from whom? She said, well, somebody might want to do violence because you stirred them up. I said, let me tell you something. If I'm within earshot, you're anywhere around me, and somebody goes after you because you're a lesbian, I will be the first to intercede and stand in their way on your behalf. She looked at me. This sucked all the air out of her sails. She looked at me and said, are you serious? I said, of course I'm serious. Nobody deserves to have somebody pounding on somebody else because you have a different way of looking at things. Now, I am not as tolerant as a lot of people are, and if I don't like a situation I'm in, I'll move away from it. I will get away from the offending situation. Well, she wanted to base me out on this deal, so we had a conversation. Never heard from the girl again, but she left with a different idea about who I was and what I meant. And what I was talking about specifically was lesbianism and homosexuality being protected and promoted by our government. That was my whole point. And I don't give a pink tutu what you do in the privacy of your own home behind your doors. I could give a hoot and a holler. I don't care any more than you should care what I'm doing behind my doors, in my home, at night, during the day, wee hours in the morning, or whenever. I am just... And this is what's being sold. We're not tolerant enough. And I've made this... I've never been attacked by a homosexual group or somebody, you know, the Rainbow Coalition or whomever these people are. I don't even know. I've never been attacked by them because I've made it simply clear. I don't care what you do. Just don't make it an official public policy that I've got to be in support of gay marriages and
everything else. Sorry, I ain't going to go there. But as far as your rights go, you have equal rights under the law without special dispensation. Are you starting to get it? Are you starting to understand?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate John Onesti has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Folks, we're back. Finishing up this article, and then I will... what is this? Caller says the guy's name is Leslie? What is this? Hold on here. Let me finish with the story, then I'll sort that one out. All right. The House, the Senate voted, by the way, 60-39 in September to attach the bill as an amendment to the 2008 Defense Authorization Bill. Nine Republicans broke ranks and sided with Democrats in support of the measure. The House did not include similar provisions in its version of the defense bill, which it passed in May by 327-27 vote. While Democratic leaders said they supported the bill,
the bundled package posed too high a hurdle. A substantial number of liberal House members routinely vote against the annual defense bill because of the billions it authorizes in combat operations and for programs such as missile defense. At the same time, some conservative Democrats and Republicans said they would oppose the legislation if the hate crimes provision were attached, either because they don't think hate crime laws should be changed or because they don't think the issue should be tied to bills for the troops. In a private meeting on Wednesday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat out of Maryland, and House Democratic Whip James Clyburn, Democrat out of South Carolina, told Senator Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, that if the Senate continued to insist on the hate crimes provision, the defense legislation would fail. Levin, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and other Senate Democratic leaders agreed to back down to allow the defense bill to move forward. The White House called the Senate bill unnecessary, but stopped short of issuing a veto threat. State and local law enforcement agencies are effectively using their laws to the full extent they can, said White House spokesman Dana Perino after the Senate vote. Now, House and Senate negotiators were expected to finalize an agreement on the defense bill by late Thursday afternoon. The agreement puts the measure on track to be sent to the president's desk before lawmakers leave this month for their holiday break. So, and I believe there was a little confusion about this. Let me see if I can dig up the bill number here. There was a couple of different bills. There was hate crime legislation, and then there was H.R., I think it was 1955, and then Senate 1959. Now, I'm going to verify that we're talking about two different things here. Now, thank you, Mr. Producer, for the further explanation here on my computer screen. The guy I was talking about, by the way, the one that showed up with his buttocks hanging out this past spring, the caller says that the guy's name is Leslie, the gay guy you were talking about. She said he even ran for mayor of Austin once. Okay. It clears that up. At any rate, we'll get it straightened around here, folks, and we'll check truth tellers with Reverend Ted Pike to make sure that we're on the same page here. But for right now, the hate crimes legislation has been pulled off the defense appropriations bill, and apparently that is dead, at least for the rest of the year. And as I said, I will check with the Reverend to make sure that that is correct. We're going to open up the phone lines today. I've got a lot of stuff I want to go over. But, folks, it's a Thursday. I will not be here tomorrow. I will be on the road out to Phoenix, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go out there and kill about 92 birds with one stone. So I will be out of studio. And I might even be going to Hollywood. I don't even know by the time I get to Phoenix. No, it's not a remake of a Glen Campbell song by the time I get to Phoenix. No. There's things to do. My co-host on Cash Flow, that would be James Martinez. He's driving in from Hollywood or Hollyweird, and we're going to meet in Phoenix. And from there, I just might go out with him to Hollywood. There's a lot of stuff that we've got to do, folks, and a short time to get there. And we're looking for interested parties. And we're not going to be playing politics with stars out there. You know, that's a little passe. You know, it grabs people's attention. But no, on the issue of the funny money system and the income tax and all the other illegal things, you know, it doesn't matter if you're liberal, conservative. I prefer not to talk in those terms. But we have a lot of different people in this country that view what the rule book is for this country in a lot of different ways. And we've had the onset of socialism and fascism and all kinds of isms and ist in this country, but there's one thing that they can all agree on. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're left-leaning or falling to the right or whatever you're doing, there's something every day that we use, and that's called money, and it affects everybody. That's why do you think people like Ron Paul are getting so much support now? 800-313-9443. If you want to chime in on today's program, much more news and information coming at you. Yeah, and I'm even going to be reading some of it as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Ted Pike's website, truthtellers.org, National Prayer Network, he writes the hate bill defeated. Senator Kennedy's hate crime amendment approved by the U.S. House and Senate was stripped from the National Defense Appropriations Act, H.R. 1585. Midday Thursday, Congressional Quarterly reports that support for the Arms Hate Bill Bureau had so eroded in the House that Democrats were 40 votes short of the passage. He said this great victory confirms that massive last-minute opposition from the evangelical and far right. We've got to quit thinking in terms like that, but for intents and purposes here, he says, may well have powerfully helped defeat it. Senators Kennedy and Smith may attempt to revive it as a standalone legislation after the first of the year, but its rejection by conference greatly increases the likelihood that we can defeat it again if lovers of freedom continue to protest loudly. Let's go to the phones. Paris in Illinois. Hello.
This is great progress for making the bill has been defeated, man. I think this is very good news. And one thing I'm talking about is the support for Ron Paul is growing. They're going to do a money bomb December 16th, if you hear about that. It's basically a money bomb. They donated $100,000, basically, like, doing as much money as possible.
Well, and ironically, that's a good segue, Perez, for calling in with that, because what I have in my hot little hands here is a letter from Ron Paul, and I am going to read that right now. So I thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah, and one more point I have to make is we have officially a hope of winning now. We have a hope that we will win. We may be able to win.
I hope so. And Perez, let me put you on the spot here. Where are you from originally?
I'm from India.
From India. Okay. Well, welcome to the United States.
Yeah, and I love this country, and I support Ron Paul. I'm a total Ron Paul fan.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's got a lot of them out there, and it's growing. And I appreciate you calling in and letting us hear from you. Thank you, Perez.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Yeah, here's the information here. This is from Ron Paul. December 16th, 2007, time, 3 p.m., meet in front of the Capitol building at Congress and 11th in Austin, Texas. We're having a tea party. If you can't make it to Boston, then come to Austin. As we raise an unprecedented $10 million or more, in a single day, the media will be abuzz with the news as it develops. When an opportunity to reach people, should we be hunkered behind our screens watching the total grow, or should we be out on the streets celebrating and reaching people with the freedom message? You know the answer. Not only will we have prime opportunity to share the excitement of the Ron Paul revolution with the American people, we will also have a huge opportunity to get attention from the local news media. The Austin Tea Party will start at the Capitol building and will end at the Congress Avenue Bridge. We will make crates and stencil them to symbolize that which we want to throw overboard. What do we want to throw overboard? Big government, Iraq war, the Patriot Act, the IRS, the National ID card, North American Union, Federal Reserve, open borders, etc., etc., etc. We will meet at the Capitol building where we'll listen to our fellow Ron Paul patriots remind us of the wisdom of our forefathers by reciting quotes from Samuel Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and other founding fathers, and yes, Ron Paul. And for those of you who have period costumes, this is a great chance to show them off again. For the rest of you out there, wear the Ron Paul t-shirts, hats, and buttons. Don't forget your signs. Then we'll march from the Capitol down Congress Avenue carrying our symbolic crates and Ron Paul signs, creating a great visual for the evening news. We'll proceed to Lady Bird Lake, a route to be published soon, so stand by for that, where we'll load the crates onto boats and canoes and have a short ceremony, saying a few words about each item as we toss the items overboard to the cheers of the assembled patriots. Afterwards, we'll share bottles of Liberty for Freedom. I think that's supposed to be Liberty. Liberty, and gather at a location to be announced to watch from a laptop via wireless connection the money being raised across the country in support of our message. The visual quality of this event will be very appealing to the news media, who will be looking for something to accompany the reports of over $10 million being raised by Ron Paul supporters across the country. We will be promoting this event across Texas, and we need a creative team to get to work on the creates. If you can help, please also RSVP for our December 9th work party. We're also looking for drummers and flute players to accompany us on the march. If you know anybody, please email Lisa at, and ready to write, folks. I think this is Tish Joe, T-I-S-H-J-O, 1234 at yahoo.com. Finally, if you can, please chip in for this event and help us cover the cost of supplies, boat rentals, bottles of tea, etc. And if I can come up with a number that you can call directly here, I will give you that. Let me see here. Here's some more email addresses you can email. And folks, come on, let's have some fun with this. You know, I'm tired of the victim mentality out there. Oh gosh, they're gonna win. Come on, you jellyfish. Get up out of your lazy boys, put down the beer, turn off the telly, and get out there for your country. This is going to be a great thing. Here's a couple of more emails here. J. Ward, J-W-A-R-D, at gowlord.com. I'll have to spell that one. Why can't these people make this stuff easy? GARLOWARD.com. So that's J Ward, J W A R D, at GARLOWARD.com. And Fair Ladies Z, or I'm sorry, Fair Ladies 7 at hotmail.com. And I'll spell that one. That's actually Fair, F-A-I-R-L-A-D-Y, Z7 at hotmail.com. So I will try to come up with some actual phone numbers. But folks, they're looking for a work party on December 9th, and they're also looking for some help for the December 16th thing. I hope I'm going to be there for that. I might be, as I said, I might be out in Hollyweird. So at any rate, there it is. You know, folks, you know, I tell you how I'm getting through to people. On the political sense, and gosh, are people screwed up in this country on the political end of things. But I know I've been giving some hardline Democrats freedom to fascism. I gave them a computer copy of it the other day. Cop friend in my neighborhood. Well, I just dropped off an additional 5 copies today. I gave them one that was run off a computer. These ones have labels on them. And I gave them another 5 today. But I'll tell you what, this is how transforming this is. He was a Democrat, and I suspect liberal Democrat. But once he saw freedom to fascism, he told me, he said, look, I'm voting for your guy, Ron Paul. There's no two ways about this. He said, forget the politics. Forget all that other stuff. He says, I'm voting for a guy that understands what the problems are in this country and is going to do something about it. And you know what, folks? And here's what a lot of people don't understand and they don't get. Congress is pretty big. We've got 100 senators there. We've got 435 Congress critters. That's a lot of people. But the people that want to carry Ron Paul and install him into the Oval Office, there is a very real possibility with this man at the bully pulpit and us out here, you know, us forgotten Americans, the ones that haven't thrown out the rule book. Oh, that's right. We call it the Constitution. To put so much pressure. And I don't care, you know, I really don't care what your politics are, what your view of life is, what your spirituality is. I don't care about any of that. But imagine Ron Paul seated in the White House and everybody in this country that have been saying that they want to change, then to drive a tractor trailer right through Congress with the will of the people on board. That's how this thing is going to turn out. And there will be massive changes in this country. Because who can argue against the supreme law of the land? Now, for you people out there that are spiritually deep, we understand that the Bible is, you know, the law, okay, of human beings. But we also have sets of rules in which to lay down that everybody can get along with each other and all that other stuff. Okay, fine and dandy. Let's go back to the rule book. Let's examine what has been passed and shoved down our throats as law. And you know what? We can start throwing this stuff out. Throwing the legislation out that doesn't meet the constitutional muster. There is no way that anybody is going to stand for the Fed Reserve when presented with the fact that, look, you characters, yeah, that's right, you people in Congress were there to protect the money, not to sell it off to a private corporation to control our life's blood inside this country. Oh, no, 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 no. No, let's get out the rule book. And folks, everybody that had said, oh, it doesn't do any good to write your congressman or your senator, with all these millions of people out here transforming and becoming Americans once again, rather than the lost souls that you see stumbling around in front of you every day, that once again this country takes a direction for the good of the country, not all this pretended legislation to protect you and to look out for. I don't want the government doing anything except what they're specifically in the Constitution required to do. And then you stay the hell out of everybody's lives. You quit picking their pockets. You quit encroaching into our lives at the federal levels and having your black-robed whores sitting in these federal courts all over our country. No, 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 no. Guess what? You guys are going to have to find another kind of a job because you're going to be out of one. Folks, this literally is a Ron Paul revolution. And Ron Paul is the person. He's just a man. He's not a superhero. He doesn't have a big S on his jersey there. We the people. We are the government. This government has turned de facto and has turned on the people. It is now time for the people to tell these clowns, our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., wait a minute. We already had a government. You people screwed it up by not really reading the rule book. And we're going to have a party here. Either you're going to be in the restoration of this republic or you're going to be hitting the bricks as well. Folks, the perfect storm. We can turn this on the people that have become anti-American, anti-people. Oh, let's have a party. Let's have a party. 800-313-9443. Are you feeling me here? By the way, were you the one that told me that, Kurt, that some calls, when they get online and are in queue, that the phone system is dropping them? Okay. Well, let's make sure that's not happening today. Come on, folks. Dial the number. Let's see if you drop today. 800-313-9443. And I put a call in to Ted Pike to come up on air for a few minutes just to explain the position here to see if I am correct here about the hate crimes legislation. So 800-313-9443 is the number. Now, there is Bush set to unveil mortgage relief plan. I smell a rat here. President Georgie Porgy, I'm sorry, let me just read the story straight. President George W. Bush is expected to unveil a plan today to prevent a wave of home loan foreclosures that have threatened to knock the U.S. economy into recession and rattled investors worldwide. The plan hammered out by the U.S. Treasury Department in talks with mortgage industry leaders would bring relief to as many as 2 million homeowners who took out adjustable rate loans with low teaser rates due to move sharply higher in the next year or so. Now, here's the official number, and I found this generally to be correct, folks. If the government throws you a number, automatically times that by 4, and you get a more accurate number, or picture, if you will. Officials fear 500,000 Americans could lose their home. The initiative is designed to temporarily hold rates steady for subprime borrowers who could not afford to stay in their homes. Otherwise, the White House said Bush would discuss steps to help distressed homeowners at 1:40 p.m. today on Thursday, but offered no details of the plan. Now, let me just quit with that story because there is other information out there that my computer screen is not coming up. I'm sorry? Restart? I did that. There we go. All right. We'll get around to the real meat of the story here. They say 500,000. Folks, do you realize that just since last year alone, more than 3 million people have gone into foreclosure in this country? They're predicting another 2 to 3 million next year. And let me understand this. How is Washington going to get involved in this to help bail out whom for what? Yeah. Let me go to the phones right now, and I'll pull up that other story here. Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hey, John. I heard you talking about that great event that we had put together there, and I was one of the truth seekers, and I still remember that and still think about that quite often. That was great.
Are you talking about the Ron Paul speech and McKinney Ruffs there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was a great event.
As a matter of fact, dug out the old original videotape, and we're going to see if we can put that in with everything else on Ron Paul. You might say an old file issue to back from 3.5 years ago, whatever it was.
Has it been that long?
Yes, it has. Time flies when you're having fun.
I'm telling you.
John, one of the things that, and I don't have the site, I asked a person read it to me, and it was from a New England newspaper, and it was called The Empty Pot. And they equated Ron Paul to the empty pot story where this Chinese emperor or Oriental emperor was looking for his replacement. And so he gave seeds to everybody, to the young people, and told them to come back in a year. Well, everybody's seeds sprouted except one guy who really knew how. He knew horticulture. And his didn't sprout, and so he was in the back of the room, and turns out they were boiled seeds. They were sterilized seeds, and everybody else made theirs grow fictitiously. And he equated that, this writer, Bloomberg, equated that to Ron Paul. And it's a great story, and we'll see that emailed up there to you.
All right.
You may miss it.
Randall, hold on a second. We're up against the break. Hold on.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, Randall, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sure am. And one thing I thought of as we were on hold there, if you remember, there was another co-group that was going to be a co-sponsor, and about a week before, they just dropped out and said, no, we can't do that. And so the Truth Seekers carried the whole thing, and their objection was the opening prayer. And we had an opening prayer. We didn't offend anybody. And so that, if you remember that, that's also a significant part that I remember. But anyhow, they're doing their best to defuse the Ron Paul movement. And this article, we've got to get this to you. It says basically the people are not electing Ron Paul. They're just getting somebody that represents themselves. So he's the people's candidate.
There you go. All right, Randall, I appreciate it very much for all that you've done and you continue to do here. I'm looking forward to the days we have more people and we have a whole lot more fun.
Yes, sir, and we've got a meeting coming up, not this Friday, but following Friday over at the China Emperor, and we're going to be looking at architects and engineers and pilots looking at 9/11.
All righty. Okay, appreciate it, Randall.
All right. We'll see you Saturday.
All right, thank you. He said Saturday. He's not going to see me Saturday. All right. The other guy, okay. All right. Bank of England cuts interest rates. And if you're wondering what the Fed's going to do this month, well, they're going to do the same thing. The Bank of England cut its key interest rate by a quarter percentage point to 5.5% on Thursday after growing signs the economy is slowing. Economists had expected the decision to be a close call as the bank weighed up rising inflation against further evidence that Britain's decade-long housing boom is grinding to a halt and consumer confidence is deteriorating. Yeah, that's because they had people at Northern Rock lined up on the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning. Although output in the United Kingdom has expanded at a brisk pace for the past 2 years, there are now signs that growth has begun to slow. And let me put the brakes on that little gem for a second, because things haven't been any better in England than they have been here. We have been in a recession, ladies and gentlemen, since February of 2006. So I just wanted to make that clear. Just a few months ago, most economists had expected the next move by the Bank of England to be a rise in the rate to 6% from 5.75%, to counter strong inflation and close off a series of rate hikes over the next year to July. However, U.S. subprime mortgage market collapse and the subsequent worldwide credit squeeze in the late summer has hit Britain hard. Bank of England Governor Mervyn King acknowledged earlier this month that tighter credit conditions may curb household demand, a sentiment reinforced on Thursday. Conditions in the financial markets have deteriorated, and the tightening in the supply of credit to households and businesses is in train, whatever that means, posing downside risk to the outlook for both output and inflation further ahead. Folks, they don't care about inflation right now. What they're trying to do is bail these banks out. And Georgie Porgy in Washington, D.C. is going to be doing the same thing that England's doing right now, putting the onus on the backs of the taxpayers. So let me see if I understand this. We have a funny money system. They get greedy. They get overextended, and then we've got to come to the usury people to bail them out? I don't think so. Man, is it time for a Ron Paul in the White House. 800-313-9443. This is my open phone Friday on a Thursday because I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be en route to Phoenix, Arizona, and then probably on to Hollyweird to go out and sit down and talk to some pretty high-level people to get this thing really cooking, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.